This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Noticed this the last hour, the more of a horsiness Kara Shillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington, you feel like my voice is horsey. It feels horsey to me.
Yeah, it sounds like you went to a concert last night and screamed
no,
a lot.
No, actually, I have this runny, drainy nose and throat and stuff. That's too much information, but that's really what it is. The whole business of ragweed and things on the farm this time of year, unga bunga. All right, so having set that aside in my mind, you can set it aside. I'm looking at some of the protest pictures that have been passed around on Facebook and other social media. Make racists sacred again. One wonders which protest that's in. I've talked here, I think probably since the election, about some of the things that are going on that are real versus some of the things that are being made up. There are plenty of circumstances where the things that you're hearing about or things that are being said in social media are just not true. I don't know whether this is something. I know that we have racists in the country. I guess that we could draw a conclusion that many of them or some of them might have voted for Donald Trump. Does that mean everybody who voted for Donald Trump is a racist? No. It becomes silly, some of this stuff. So I want to move beyond that because the conversation isn't about who's going to be deported, who's arguing with whom on the transition team. What I really want to talk about for your benefit is something that will stimulate you. That I don't find the conversation about politics and the politicians stimulating. But I do find what Stephen Hawking said is, in the last 24 hours, fairly interesting. He's continuing to talk about the future of the human race. And he has issued a call for humans to go into space for the future of humanity because he doesn't think we as a species will survive another 1,000 years. We've got to get off of this planet. He was delivering a lecture in England at Oxford University. The warnings, when you think about it, but do you worry about that sort of thing? I don't know that a 1,000 years from now, nobody who's listening to this program, and the host, not going to be here to worry about it. Although we ought to think about, I guess, the future of the people who would bear our name or our likeness. Or then maybe you turn around and think about, well, what's our responsibility as people who inhabit this planet at the moment? The planet, by the way, can take care of itself. It shows that. The planet is a living, breathing thing, the same as you are. And it is better at taking care of itself than you are because it survived for 4.6 billion years. It has changed a lot, and you and your life have changed a lot. I'm sure a lot of your attitudes toward things have changed as you've gotten older. This is not about whether the human being that you are or that I am ought to change our evil ways. It's just about the reality that there are too many people here. There are too many people on the planet now. Too many people in our country now. We can't govern this country well. The governments of countries around the world are not doing a good job because there's simply too many. And you could say, well, there are those countries like India and China that manage that huge population. No, they don't. They exist. That doesn't mean that they're managing them well. They don't manage them well at all. If they were managing them well, they wouldn't have the population problem that we do. People are managing their own lives according to their own beliefs, their own thoughts. You do what you want to do. I do what I want to do. There are some things that we ought to do together in unison for the betterment of all mankind. But human beings put themselves first most of the time. And we don't think about the things that happen as a result of what we do putting ourselves first. So I'm not one of those people who says, oh, bad, you do this, that, or the other thing. It's bad. No, it's just a choice. Hawking says, quote, try to make sense of what you see. Wonder about what makes the universe exist. Be curious. However difficult life may seem, there's always something you can do and be successful. It matters that you don't give up. He's been using his stature in the sciences to make sort of broad statements about the moral and political dilemmas that face us as a society. And I don't mean just Americans. I mean the human race. There have to be massive, serious challenges ahead. The food production, the fact that we're trying to feed all these people that exist on the planet, and the earth is not being replenished. I, as a farmer, know that, and I talk about it all the time. The isolationism that has fueled political movements, we're feeling it here in our country. There's a difference. I'm someone who wants to curb the immigrant population that is here without status. I think that's adding to our problem. It's just adding to the problem of the world. The biggest problem in the world, and Hawking doesn't address this, is religion. Religion has many benefits, and religion has many drawbacks. Pretty much every war that's ever been fought on the planet has been fought about religion. You don't subscribe to my religion, I'm going to kill you. Look at the history. If you're watching that television program, The Tudors, and we just go back to English history, go back to Spanish history, go back to European history, go back to history wherever you may want to pinpoint it around the globe, and the situation is pretty much the same. Wars are fought often over things that just really seem kind of sad. I mean, not liking people for the reasons, and then creating a war, the Jews in World War II, the situation in World War I.
But isn't it amazing how every war seems to be almost based on the same thing, not liking someone, and yet we continue to do it over and over and over again. We never seem to learn.
That's what Hawking's talking about. We don't learn our lessons. We don't. We haven't, and we seem not to be able to.
Yeah.
Whether it's individually. Look at the number of people who choose the wrong mate, and they either try to live with it for their lives, or they change mates, go from one to the next, and that's just part of, I think Hawking would call it the process of selection. We select. How do we select who it is that we want to spend time with? Who do we want to be like? And what things in life do we enjoy? How is your philosophy created? Why are there racists? And why are there religionists? And why are there ethicists? And why are there moralists? And you can do the why thing from now until the 12th of never, or for 1,000 years until we ruin the planet. I'm surprised he gives us 1,000 years, frankly. Imagine the population. If the population is growing the way that it is now, unless there's some plague or something that happens, maybe a huge war that destroys half, three-quarters of the population, and then we sort of start over again, this planet can't really take care of that which it has inhabiting it now. And so as you think about this, not dire, it's just a way to sort of say, what do we do? And that's a good question. What do we do? And those who think that the Trump election has brought us to the basic bottom line of humanity, you have no clue. If you go to some other country like the European, not European, the African countries, the way they are run, who controls what, it's amazing. It really is. And that's, we're so spoiled in this country. And one of the things that we're spoiled with or about is that we don't know what goes on in other countries. We don't seem to have, we're so arrogant in many ways. We don't know what's going on elsewhere. We don't seem to care. But the earth, as Hawking points out, too small anymore to have that attitude. Not that we should be universal in letting people in, because there are a lot of people who want to do us harm for whatever the reason. So you have to be modern and take advantage of or do something about it in an intelligent fashion. And that's what I guess I'm thinking about this morning as we have a discussion about what's what and who's who. Coming up, our 2020 news voice of the day. It's coming up on 17 after the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beets. It's a name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beets gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183. Or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
This weekend at Kohl's, friends and family take an extra 20% off. It's time to get ready for the holidays. So deck the halls with 50% off holiday decor. Dress to impress for the school concert with kids' sweaters just $11.99. And keep them warm from head to toe with juniors' boots for $49.99. At Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/18 through 11/20. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
21, wow, it's almost 21 at the hour. We get time for our voice of the day, news voice of the day. Who is this?
Today, with your support and the support of millions of people throughout our country, we begin a political revolution.
888-302-3684 for the prize. Who's that?
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is not Johnny B. Good. Actually, it is Johnny B. Good.
It is.
But it's not Chuck Berry. It's Michael J. Fox. What in the world is this? Crank this up. Listen to Michael. Johnny B. Good. Remember he played this in Back to the Future?
Yeah. Yep.
Right?
That's it.
Now he's sort of extending his reach a bit. This past summer, he appeared on stage with Coldplay when they were at Giant Stadium. Remember that in July?
Yeah.
He played lead guitar on this. And so Coldplay has released an official video of the performance. The video has been going viral. As a matter of fact, I find this hard to believe. It was 25 years ago, Mike J. Fox.
That's crazy.
Parkinson's. 25 years ago. So now he's appearing on stage, playing his guitar, and apparently now he has forsaken Coldplay for Dave Matthews and their cover of All Along the Watchtower. You got that there? Let's listen to the guitar here. It's from his annual benefit, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's. Listen to this.
This is Dave Matthews' version of All Along the Watchtower, which is very slowed down.
Interesting character, Dave Matthews. That's a take away from Michael Jerry. He's just an interesting.
Yeah. This is so amazing to me, though, because from what I know about Parkinson's, a lot of the time it makes your body shaky.
Right.
Yeah. And so people have
no control over your limbs.
Yeah. And so being able to play guitar, and I mean, you heard the way he played with Coldplay. I mean, it's amazing.
And to watch the video of him, I mean, it's all him on the lead guitar of Johnny B. Good.
That's so cool.
It's really is.
It's so weird how music works a different side of your brain. I know when my grandmother had a stroke, after lots of recovery, she was not able to really speak to us and had to relearn just saying no, and even that was a struggle. But she could sing Happy Birthday, she could sing Christmas songs, she and perfectly, and it's because the brain is just...
Yes. Yep, that's right.
right,
it,
so
is,
anyway.
It is remarkable, and it's
good thoughts.
He's kind of blowing people's minds right now, which is great.
Well, it's good for his family to see him.
Yeah, and you know, it's good for everybody support. Because so often with Parkinson's, people think they just need to go away
and not
be a part of culture. And he takes acting jobs and he plays music, and good for him.
He was a good bad guy on The Good Wife. He really was.
He was on The Good Wife?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yes.
Yes.
I know, right?
Yes.
I came up after season one. I don't remember why, but.
Being revived, not as The Good Wife, because The Good Wife is gone, but all the rest of the characters are coming back in a new show. I think it's supposed to start in January, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so let's move to someone who has more musical chops than Michael J. Fox, and that's Mr. Bono. Can we call him Mr. Bono?
Sure.
Mr. Bono. Mr. Bono. Earlier this month, in the Glamour magazine prestigious Women of the Year Awards, U2 frontman Bono was right on the top of the list, getting recognized for his humanitarian work around the world, became the first male Woman of the Year. So I think about that, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been named People's Sexiest Man Alive. Wouldn't it be interesting sometime if, for example, Ellen DeGeneres was named the Sexiest Man Alive? Anybody
think
about that?
Well, we have. I just want to make sure we get to this. We have some Bono accepting his award, reading some of the mean tweets about him.
To know how ridiculous it is for me to be on this stage accepting this award, I kept some of the best ones. Out of all the women alive, hashtag Bono is my favorite. It's just so inspiring how she overcame the adversity of being a millionaire white dude. Or it's so important that our daughters understand that they can grow up to be Bono.
28 past the hour.
And now it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference, just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The song of the day, Thursday, November the 17th. What's your life going to be like today? What's it been like so far? Let's see if we can make it a little bit better here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, the overview in detail of some of the main or more interesting items of the day, including our voice of the day. I'm going to play a little bit. Our Kara is of this voice. You have a chance to get in at 888-302-3684. Win a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. 888-302-3684. Who is this?
Today, with your support and the support of millions of people throughout our country, we begin a political revolution.
That's it?
Millionaires and billionaires are pouring unbelievable sums of money into the political process in order to fund super PACs and to elect candidates who represent their interests, not the interests of working people.
All right. So he still has value with a lot of people
There are those who theorize. Well, I'm not going to get any more into it. Let's identify him first, and then we'll talk about what he's doing now. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302. Doug, whose voice is that? Our 2020 News Voice of the Day. You figure it out, you get a swell prize. So while Kara talks to a couple of more folks, we get people on the air in a moment or two, I thought I might indulge you in a little shop talk. Tonight is the night for the National Radio Hall of Fame. The Radio Hall of Fame is located in downtown Chicago. I've been to the Museum of Broadcast Communications, did the program from there a number of times when I've been in Chicago to go to this event. I've chosen not to go this year because I've got some other things to do. But one of the things that I know will be good about it, and some of you will read about it, maybe some people will talk about some of the inductees on their program tomorrow. It's emceed by Scott Shannon. The big voiced announcer is my friend Jim Bohannon. The people being inducted tonight, Kid Craddock, who is a well-known morning personality. He died in 2013. He was quite a talented fellow, I think. Had been in syndication for a number of years. Also, somebody being honored who's passed is Neil Rogers, a very colorful Miami talk show host. What a character. I remember working with him on a station in South Florida. He's crazy. But very interesting. Everybody listened to him in Miami, really. No, there were people who would not admit to it, but people wanted to hear what Neil Rogers said. Kind of like Jerry Williams in Boston. There were those people who were on the air in New York. There was a different, Gene Shepard was a person people wanted to listen to. I'm just giving you a few examples, but I find it interesting. Look at this list of people who are being inducted. Steve Harvey and Delilah are being inducted. Let's see. Harvey, I think, is very, very talented. I like Delilah. She's very pleasant. Good show for what it does. Let's see here. Michael Savage, that's right, too. I forgot he was being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Radio history tonight, Bob Kingsley, who is a good host of a popular music show on Saturday night. He'd been doing it for a long, long time. So some of the names and some of the people that are being inducted, I find the more I talk about the radio biz and some of the people that I've worked with over the years, the more heartening it is to see how much support and interest there still is on people who are on the radio. It's that simple. All right. So let's get to our mystery voice of the day, 888-302-3684. Speaking of voices, I apologize a little bit. My voice sounds hoarse because I'm trying to dry out some glockabunga that is flowing in my system. Many of you have it. Sometimes this time of year brings that stuff out. And so for that, I will apologize. Won't change what I'm thinking or what I'm talking about. Let's move around here a little bit. To Arizona we go. Bob joins us. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Doug.
Doing well, are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. All right, our mystery voice is
Bernie Sanders.
What do you think of Bernie Sanders?
What do I think? Well, he's got a lot of good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't vote for the Democratic Party.
No. Because you don't like the party, generally speaking? Or do you vote for the person and not the party?
I feel that we can't handle another 8 years of Obamacare. Obama.
So that was the main reason you voted for Donald Trump, because of Obamacare, or were there other things too?
No, it was we didn't like Hillary. She's a crook.
When you say we, you're talking about you and your wife, people that you're friends
with? Yeah, the wife. Yeah, we're in it together.
Yeah. All right.
We're registered Democrats, but we voted Republican.
Really? Isn't that interesting? So you said that you thought Hillary was a crook. Is there, when you look back at some of the other presidents, and I'm not trying to lead you, I'm just interested what you thought about some, if you're a Democrat, did you vote for Barack Obama when he first was running 8 years ago? No.
No way.
Okay,
no.
So did you vote for George Bush when he was president?
Yes.
Yeah. So why are you a registered Democrat?
I'm jumping off. I'm jumping all over the place here.
Well, I'm just interested in why you're a Democrat or you don't vote for Democrats.
Well, they kind of changed. The wife and I decided that we don't like the Democrats anymore.
So why don't you change to Republicans?
They're too liberal.
Why don't you change to a Republican? Just change your stance.
I just haven't made the phone call.
Ah.
You got to make the phone call and change it. Yeah. Talk to them. The counter recorder.
Yeah. And would you have voted for Bernie Sanders had he been the Democrat running for president?
No.
No. All right.
No.
Well, you got his voice right anyway. That's a good thing. Hold on a second, Bob. We're going to take good care of you. Get this book that I think you'll really like, you and anybody that your friends are close with. You can share the book, I think, and get something. You get a lot out of it, actually. I certainly have 40 different essays about life and how to handle life situations. Life is good when you do the work. Bob, appreciate it. Going back or going on with Bernie Sanders, yesterday he called on the president to declare Standing Rock a national monument to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. Here's more of his voice.
So we say to President Obama, in any and every way you can, stop the pipeline. And if there are other approaches, such as declaring Standing Rock a federal monument, let's do that. We have a new president coming in. This country to become more dependent on fossil fuel. But we have got to tell Mr. Trump and everybody else, we are not going silently into the night.
All right. So Bernie Sanders is on the location where this Dakota pipeline is going across a river. It's kind of expanded, so it's actually a lake that the locals get their water from, and they're concerned about the pipeline if it ever starts leaking under the water supply, affecting, polluting, and ruining the water supply, which I think is a legitimate concern. So I'm not with him that we, in terms of our stopping the pipeline, I think we have to have the, I think we need these pipelines, but we don't need it there. It could be easily moved up the river, literally, 3 or 4 miles, so it may cost a little bit more money, but it doesn't endanger the water supply for these people or the people down the line. It just happened that these people, the Indians, the locals, the whatever use you want to, whatever kind of label you want to put on them, Native Americans, they aren't really Native Americans, but that's the politically correct term. Anyway, protesters are active, intelligent. They've been holding a peaceful sit-in at the national headquarters of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as well as where the pipeline is. The rally goers stopped in front of the Trump Hotel in Washington, held a moment of prayer. One way or the other, this pipeline needs to be built. But not there. One way or another, you and I and other people who have consciousness need to make our feelings heard. And whether it's you call, a lot of people calling their congressmen protesting Donald Trump being president. Actually, things might change. The Electoral College actually hasn't gotten together yet and voted officially for Trump yet. Maybe, who knows what silly stuff might go on. But this isn't silly. The Dakota Access Pipeline, there are people who are concerned because Trump has investments in the company, so some say the CEO donated to Trump's campaign. All right, that's all swell, but in the meantime, this thing needs to be taken care of and not at the expense of the people who were there. That's my read on it. What's yours? Thoughts and comments? Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. It's 45 past the hour.
Hi, find their growing point, agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager, Kirk Reese, to discuss Encirca Services innovation trial results.
Encirca Services is a decision-based support service, and what we do every year is we go and ask growers, what are the things that we can help you with to help you increase yield on farm? Based on those survey results, some of the top things that they come back with have something to do with either new genetics or help me improve my fertility management, either with phosphorus, potassium, or in-season nitrogen applications or variable rate applications in my corn crop in particular. So the service was designed to help them maximize their yield and help them also manage their input costs through advanced techniques in agronomy, minimizing yield variability, and trying to be more consistent from a profitability point of view on farm. What we have done is, in 2015, growers who enrolled in the nitrogen service, and when you compare that to their what they were doing commercially before without Encirca, here's what we found. We found a 6 bushel per acre yield increase in corn. We saw them use, on average, 9 pounds less of nitrogen per acre. And what that resulted in, it was a return on investment somewhere around $27 per acre based on a certain commodity price of corn. And then important thing here is that the Encirca service won 74% of the time over the grower practice. So those are the 2015 results. In 2016, we have 667 of what we call Encirca nitrogen innovation trials. And those are still out there, and we have not yet summarized the harvest results from those. But when we do, we will be sure to share that.
What request from growers led to the creation on Encirca services?
Well, based on our survey, their number one answer was planting a new or different hybrid or variety. But then the next 2, 3, and 4 highest answered questions were something around fertility management. So every year, our commitment to our customers is to make sure that whatever improvements we see in the model that can help them in the future, we will incorporate into that nitrogen user interface. And information that is driving those changes are coming from the farm. So we want to make a great tool better. You know, we were constantly evolving that over time. Nitrogen is an elusive nutrient, as most people know. You know, it's kind of hard to pin down. So anything that we can do to improve what that interface and what that experience at the grower level looks like, we're gonna take advantage of. The next step for a grower to take on is to get a hold of either your Pioneer sales representative, or if you know who your Encirca certified services agent is, to contact them as well. And if not, then you can always contact a Pioneer account manager or field agronomist in your local area.
Thanks, Kirk. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
48 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day. You'll be interested to know this fellow, Jared Kushner, who is the son-in-law of Donald Trump, married to one of his daughters, becoming a close advisor. The children are all becoming pretty close as they work toward the transition. I found out why U.S. attorney, or former U.S. attorney, former governor, well, he's still the governor, I guess, of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is not Kushner's favorite. Apparently, Christie, when he was the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, prosecuted Kushner's father for tax evasion, and he was found guilty. So I don't know why somebody didn't know that before or pay attention to it before, but I find that to be rather interesting. Also in the interesting department, the Clintons yesterday signed papers to buy a new house next door to the one they currently have in Chappaqua, New York, which is up the river from New York City, about 40, 45 miles. Lovely town, very quiet. They all are used to the Clintons walking their dogs and wandering around, and nobody pays any attention to them. They bought another house so that they can separate their offices from their living space. I thought that was kind of interesting. So there's a little fuel for conversation. 10 before the hour here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833.
Clapping. Can you tell?
We hear it.
Really? All right. That must herald the eventuality of one Warren Eckstein preparing to be on the big broadcast. Warren is the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on millions of radio stations between here and Mars. He is actually not only the most popular pet host here on American soil, but around the world. His show is broadcast in Arabic, in French, in Swahili. You're big in Afghanistan too. I understand. Is that right?
Amazing.
Huge in Afghanistan.
Huge. A lot of camel problems.
My camel keeps spitting at me. What do I do?
We'll talk about your camel in a moment here.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a two-in-one, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Extra Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
All right, 56 after the hour. Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show is here with advice for your pet. What happens when people disagree? Husband says, we're going to get our dog neutered. And the wife says, no, we're not going to get the dog neutered.
It's probably usually the other way around. Exactly. The wife says we're going to get neutered, yeah, and the husband says no.
You know, men will spay anything that walks, but when it comes to neutering, man, you're not removing my dog's testicles. Like, you're taking their own testicles off.
Right.
You know, I get this all the time. I had a call this week from Tennessee with a woman who called up saying that her husband refuses to have the dog neutered, and the dog was having a lot of behavior issues, and neutering sometimes helps that. But here's what a lot of people don't understand, Doug, and this is so important. When it comes to neutering or spaying, besides the moral reasons, we all know the overpopulation and all that stuff, it's the healthy thing to do. For example, male dogs that are neutered don't develop prostate cancer, testicular cancer. Female dogs that are spayed are much less apt to get uterine cancer, much less apt to get breast cancer, which is pretty prevalent in female dogs, by the way. So I try to explain to people, besides the moral reasons, now they actually came out with a product. Now, I'm not making this up. I wish I was creative enough to do it. It's called Nudicles. And what Nudicles are artificial testicles for male dogs. And why they developed these, I don't know, but you can ask any veterinarian.
They were developed by some guy who had a problem.
But you can, they've been around for a few years. You can go to any veterinary hospital and ask about Nudicles, and the vets will know about them because they use them. I don't know the purpose of them. I've yet to see a dog look under his tail and say, oh, man, my testicles are gone. What am I going to do now? And they come in three different sizes. I'm not making this up. Small, medium, and large. Yeah. And for some reason, men have this big thing about having a neutered dog when it's the healthy thing to do, it's the right thing to do, and I can't figure out why men are so against it.
So after they're neutered, they give them the testicles then? The neuter.
Yeah, they put on these. Yeah, they put on. I guess they're whatever they're made out of.
Fake testicles.
Fake. And why? In other words, who's? Yeah. First of all, when you're walking your dog down the street, if your neighbors are looking at whether or not your dog has testicles, you have a bigger problem than neutering your dog. Okay. That's my gut reaction. But it's the right thing to, for those people out there. If you want your dog to live a healthy, normal life, spay or neuter. It's absolutely right.
I'm just thinking about extending this because most people know I'm a dairy farmer and I have cows and bulls around. I'm wondering, because some of the bulls are put into a different category once they're... why am I having a hard time saying it?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on? I'm lost.
I don't know why. No,
bull
I'm not.
Becomes
the bull,
what?
When you...
What do they call it when it's been... What is it?
They call it a steer?
Castrate.
The bull becomes a steer. But if the steer wants to feel like the rest of the bulls, maybe we should give them some of these artificial testicles so they wouldn't feel like they were inferior.
Just give them a magazine and a cold shower and leave the bull alone.
There you go. Warren Eckstein's advice, ladies and gentlemen. And you got it free here with DJV.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.